Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 269, When the Attorney is a Bully. Some of the most challenging discussions for legal nurse consultants take place when the attorney is a bully. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Bullying is offensive, intimidating, or insulting behavior that upsets the recipient who feels humiliated or vulnerable. It includes gossiping, backstabbing, and scapegoating that undermines the morale, it undermines your self-worth, and it undermines the cohesiveness of the team. Legal nurse consultants who are self-employed as independent legal nurse consultants encounter bullies who wish to retain them to evaluate or summarize cases. Expert witnesses may be seated across the deposition table from opposing counsel who's acting like a bully. An LNC working in-house may find one of the partners or associates who is a bully. In this podcast, I'll talk about what I have learned about the ways to handle each of these common situations. First, the independent legal nurse consultant. This self-employed LNC may spot the bully right off the bat, from the start of the relationship. In Legal Nurse Podcast 31, I described how a bully attorney revealed his true nature when he interviewed me at his law firm. Be sure to listen to that show on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com or on iTunes. I was lucky in that situation because the attorney treated me poorly in the interview, giving me the chance to consider whether or not I even wanted to take his cases. I refused them, and I've never regretted that decision. Sometimes an attorney approaching you with work comes across as abrasive, argumentative, or obnoxious. This person tries to negotiate your fees. You can easily identify this person. If you say you have a 10-hour retainer, he or she will say, "You don't need 10 hours to review this case." There are additional toxic client statements to watch for. Here are some other types of toxic clients. These are all comments that I have heard. "I'm happy to pay you a fee if the expert you supply agrees with my theory of the case." "I just need to name an expert within 3 days. I don't need her to review the records. Just give me the name." "I didn't settle the case for as much as I hoped, so you have to reduce your fee." "I can't afford to pay your work on my dozens of cases. I'll pay you when they settle." The answer to all of these statements is no. I spoke with a legal nurse consultant this week whose client was paying her $30 an hour to review his cases as an independent contractor. This hourly rate is at least one-third of what she should have been charging. By the time she paid her taxes and benefits, she earned less than the staff nurses in her area. After 14 months of this, she told him her new rate would be $40 an hour. Did he gladly agree, realizing how much she'd helped him with his cases? No. He told her he no longer needed her. She's better off without him. Yes, it was steady income for her, but it prevented her from being able to use her time to market and get clients who'd pay her an appropriate rate. LNCs who undercharge lose revenue. When I consider the scope of this issue, I realize that LNCs collectively lose hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in unpaid, uncollectible invoices. Charge at the going rate and stick to your fee schedule. Let me stop this program to ask you a question. Is this you? You became a legal nurse consultant because you enjoy helping people. You became a legal nurse consultant because you enjoy solving problems and working with attorneys. Then you pick up the phone to hear one of your clients screaming about an invoice. The number of hours you billed exceeded his expectations. How do you handle him? You think, I don't deserve to be bullied. I need to be treated with respect. What am I going to do about this toxic client? You realize you stand to lose a lot of money if you give in to this attorney. Your desire to please the attorney has flown out the window, and you just want him to stop yelling at you. If you give in every time an attorney questions you, you'll quickly lose control of the conversation. I used to feel the same way until I learned how to identify toxic clients in my legal nurse consulting business. I developed a system for responding to them that I will share in my masterclass, How to Deal with Toxic Clients. When I created the system that I will share with you, my frustration level decreased and my sense of control increased. What would you like to know? What would you like to know about what to do? You're at the point of a decision. You will get a client who you wished you had never agreed to help. If you want to have something different happen when you next encounter an angry client, attend my masterclass on dealing with toxic clients. I will show you how to deal with the troublemakers and how to build strong relationships with your clients. Join me for this training, How to Deal with Toxic Clients. It is a masterclass taught online. There's no charge for this training. It's my gift to you. Get the link to this free training by going to our show notes for Legal Nurse Podcast 268 and 269 at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and click on the button to get access to the training. Let me give you another scenario, an expert witness who is bullied. In the second situation, I describe the expert witness who's bullied during a deposition. In my experience, having reviewed hundreds of cases as an expert, attorneys behave worse at a deposition than they do under the watchful eye of a judge and jury. Expert witness work is challenging. It requires you to be extremely detail-oriented, analytical, and clear. Experts enter a deposition with a heightened sense of anxiety. They know that everything they say and do is under observation. Their words need to be thought out, well organized, and given in light of the issues of the case. A slip of the tongue can affect the case. A bullying opposing counsel makes what is already a stressful situation into a nightmare. In one of my depositions, the attorney started off asking details of how many cases I had reviewed each year for plaintiffs, for defendants, how many depositions I went through each year for plaintiff, for defendants, and how many trials I had each year for plaintiffs and defendants. He wanted those details for 5 years. I don't know about you. I can't keep this kind of data in my head. When I told him I didn't remember all of this, he sneered at me and in an insulting way asked me if I had some kind of medical condition causing memory issues. He continued to belittle me to the point that I wanted to kick the client sitting next to me to signal he should intervene and stop the behavior. At the next break, I poured out my frustration, but my client did not become more proactive in controlling his adversary. The deposition lasted from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Ultimately, the case was so strong for the plaintiff, I was the plaintiff expert, that the case settled. Being bullied at a deposition is horrible. The attorney who hired the expert witness should step in to protect the expert. Meanwhile, the expert needs to calmly answer the questions and not react to the nonverbal body language and nasty tones in the attorney's voice. It's dangerous to lose composure during a deposition because the expert can blurt out harmful answers. The only way to get through this kind of experience is to endure it, knowing it cannot go on forever. And let's look at in-house bullies. If you're not familiar with the term in-house, consider it as applying to any legal nurse consultant who is an employee working as in a law firm, a regulatory agency, or a healthcare facility. Unlike the independently employed LNC who can refuse to work with a new client, the in-house LNC is caught in the environment. It's not easy to refuse to work with a bully. That person could be your boss. Healthcare facilities have become aware of the huge economic, social, and workplace costs associated with bullying. Morale, retention, and productivity plummet. Patients end up getting hurt when communication breaks down. The awareness of the costs resulted in a directive to have a zero-tolerance culture around bullying. But even though employers are aware of the destructive aspects of bullying, it continues to be a disruptive behavior. 65% of people who feel bullied will leave their jobs. If you're feeling bullied and you are an employee, confront the behavior. Discuss how it makes you feel and request a change in behavior. This is easy advice to give. It's hard advice to follow, I know. There is risk associated with confrontations, but if you don't speak up, the behavior will continue, and then you will be faced with a decision about staying in or leaving your job. When someone is bullying you, you must let them know that you're not going to take it. If you don't, the cost of not doing so will just increase until you do eventually address it. Just be mindful of what is going on in any environment and to what degree you need to regain control of the situation. Remember the free training I told you about in the middle of this show, How to Deal with Toxic Clients is waiting for you. Go to the show notes for this podcast, Legal Nurse Podcast 268 or 269 at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. And click on the button for the link to the training page. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge. Just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, TheLNCAcademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCAcademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.